The following event is a More Ace Audio production. Introducing first, from London, England, the team of Ace and Skillet, this is The Kickout.
What's going on? Welcome to another episode of The Kickout. My name is Ace.
My name is Skillet.
And here it is, your... Actually, no, it's not a weekly rundown. This is an early episode.
Because this is a special.
This is a special because yesterday was the ultimate thrill ride. It was WrestleMania 33 from Orlando, Florida. And what a main event it was.
I mean, wow. That's all I have to say.
Is that all you got?
It was an extravaganza. Yeah. It was a great weekend of wrestling, as it should be when it comes to the biggest granddaddy of it all, yeah. WrestleMania.
So we got a lot to talk about. Obviously, this weekend was Hall of Fame, NXT, and a pay-per-view that I felt was like, I feel like I'm still watching it now. That's how long it was. But I'll be honest, it was long.
Is it finished yet?
I don't know if it's finished yet. But it was long, but it didn't feel long, because I enjoyed every minute of it, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But we had to bring family in to talk about it, because we got way too much to say, and we just thought we'd dilute it a little bit.
Absolutely.
So you guys didn't just hear us gassing about it.
So, you know, you mentioned family.
Yes.
So we have, you know, a guy that's been on this show many a times.
Many a times, man.
That he has become family.
Yes.
To the kick out.
Definitely.
I had some friends over last night who were watching the Mania with me. And they were like, yo, man, need to get Rival back on the show more. So, welcome back to the show, Rival.
Thank you, man. What's going on, man?
How are you?
I'm feeling good, fam. So hey, WrestleMania.
You're excited, aren't you, Rival?
Fam, I feel like we've watched so many rubbish pay-per-views for this one thing. I'm just happy, fam. Just proper happy, fam. The Hardys, fam.
We also have another special guest. First time on the show. A friend of the show, but it's his first time coming on the show today. He's a singer. He's a producer.
Amazing singer.
Okay.
Amazing singer.
You heard it here first, certified by Rival.
Mm.
And he's a lifelong wrestling fan. Josh Bevan, welcome to the show.
Oi, oi.
Thank you very much. It's a real pleasure. It's great to be here. Big fan of the show. Rives, you're killing me over here, but I'll try and deliver on that.
The last time I saw Josh, we tricked Ash, the guy I did a podcast with.
Ash, you and Big Up Ash?
To come to a wrestling show, fam.
All right.
To come to the British one, you get me?
All right.
Yeah, he was
wasn't that happy?
Bro, he was hurt, bro. He looked like he got the squeeze.
Because you know when you get the squeeze.
You know what was funny about that? Because Josh, you know, the nice guy Josh is, he DM'd me and he was like, Skillet, man, you know, I can't be going to these events and not seeing you at these events. You got to come with us. I was like, well, I appreciate that, Josh. And then Rival rang me up and was like, yo, are you coming? Come and Skillet. I said, I won't be able to make it today, you know. Because, yeah, it's going to be me, Josh, and Ash. And I was like, Ash?
It was mad.
I assumed Ash was on it, but you guys...
Nah.
Did you not interest?
You guys messed him up.
Nah. He didn't get into it.
I'm chanting and doing all sorts. You get me? Ash is...
Nah, you see, I think... Rival's version of this, I think he'd like to think that we've played more of a joke on Ash than we have. I mean, I think he...
You reckon he liked it? I don't think he did, man. He looked kind of hurt, man.
Did he?
He thought it was a music event, so he was...
he thought we were performing.
Yeah. He's like, yeah, so what else is going on, man? And he just got in there, saw a big ring.
So, Josh, tell us about your wrestling journey before we start off with the review of this weekend. What got you into wrestling? Your wrestling memories.
Yeah, I mean, so I grew up in a household that, like, we didn't have Sky and, like, I guess there probably was wrestling on terrestrial television, but we didn't know about it. Do you know what I mean? And it was like, it was kind of that, like, wrestling wasn't allowed in the house, but really it was just there wasn't any wrestling in the house. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. But what I find fascinating looking back now is that, like, through word of mouth and, like, with no, like, media around, like, there was these physical examples of these toys and, like, yeah, and like word of mouth about, like, I knew who Jake the Snake was, I knew who Hulk Hogan was, but I'd never seen any product.
Right.
And then the first, like, media wrestling that I saw was Warzone on the N64 around my mate's house.
God damn, you missed so much.
Well, this is it, right? So
right, we'll shut it down there.
So like early on I missed a lot, but like so got into it that way, and then the videos, you know what I mean, like all the pay-per-view cassette tapes.
N64
were around.
God yeah, damn, man. Missed the whole Super Nintendo, you missed the WWE Superstars. WrestleMania, the Royal Rumble
what
game.
Get on to it, man. Let the man live. I've
got my Samsung still.
Let the man live, Riv.
Let the man live. Barkers.
Let the man
God
live.
Damn,
it's all about kick out family. I'm feeling like the little brother. Fuck yeah, now. So what's your earliest memories, Josh? You mentioned, like, you know, Hogan and stuff. Like, who, what kind of drew you back into, like, who was your favourites watching?
The first one that, like, again, on that game, really, like, the really captured my imagination was Kane, man.
Jeez.
Like, Kane, like.
Glenn Jacobs, yeah.
Glenn fucking Jacobs,
Jeez,
man.
Isaac.
Man like Glenn.
Yeah. Man like Isaac, right. Isaac Yankum, yeah.
You can't call Kane Glenn.
Yo,
nah, man.
Fake Diesel, yeah.
Put some respect on them flames, fam. Put some respect on them flames, fam. Man said.
You know that Kevin Nash quote, right?
What was the Kevin Nash quote?
When he got inducted into the Hall of the Fame and they wanted to induct him as Diesel, and he's like, if you want to induct Diesel, mate, give Glenn Jacobs a call.
Well done. You know,
I think he maybe did go in as Diesel anyway.
No, he didn't. Scott Hall went in as Razor Ramon.
Right.
But
as they should.
Why do you think that is then?
Well, because Razor Ramon was a legend.
Yeah.
Like, Scott Hall did legendary stuff with NWO. Don't get me wrong.
For WCW.
And don't get me wrong. Scott Hall will get Hall of Fame as Scott Hall because he'll be a two-time. He should be a two-time Hall of Famer.
Nah.
He definitely should.
That won't happen. Unless
NWO needs to be inducted in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah, they'll put NWO in the Hall of Fame. You're right.
What I'm saying is Kevin Nash's career as Kevin Nash was a Hall of Fame career. Diesel had his moments, but
Diesel was trash.
Had his moments, but back at Diesel, wasn't that great. He won a great world champion.
He was good for Shawn Michaels.
He won all his titles, like most of his titles, is
in as Kevin Nash. Yeah, exactly. So, but were you into WCW?
Nah.
No, so you're the WWE kid. So Kane was one of your favourites. What about Austin?
Oh, yeah.
Stone Cold?
Yeah, of course. Like, I'm talking early on, like, I was, like, captured by Kane, like, from his video game, because you got people in, like, the sound bites being like, burn in hell! And I'm like, oh, that's like, very serious. This is
it's Kane!
This is all quite edgy.
It's Kane!
Yeah.
Classic.
Oh, God, anyway, yeah.
I heard
his mask is nailed to his face, you know.
Yeah, all those rumors. Yeah.
Why wasn't you a fan of WCW, man?
I just wasn't there to watch. By the time I start watching wrestling, like, so it's like all the 90s pay per views, and then like the first like live storyline I picked up on was like when after like Heat's on Channel 4 on Sundays.
It was the internet.
So you're finally getting that.
Wait, it's 2000.
This is like 2000.
2000. You know how much wrestling I was watching from
online?
No, online. No, you weren't watching.
How
online.
Many phones were you using for that?
ITV. Them.
No, but I understand what Josh is saying because obviously he didn't have. Did you have cable? Did you have Sky?
No.
Right, he didn't have cable, so he wouldn't have been able to catch it.
I remember when I used to have the magazines. I used to buy the WWE magazines. Those were pretty dope.
Yeah, but so at this point, like, you know, people mates are taping Raw and stuff like that. So when I'm like up to date with like what's happening, that's Royal Rumble 2000.
Mae Young.
Oh, fuck's sake. Yeah.
When did she expose the titties?
Oh yeah, that was terrible.
Well, I mean, when most people think of 2000 Royal Rumble skills,
oh, you thought I was
going
to mention? Oh, you guys wanted me to mention like Taz, Taz's debut.
That's what I was saying, bro.
Cactus Jack versus Jimmy.
No, the greatest fucking table match of all time.
Yeah, no. Mae Young's titties, okay?
Why?
Mae Young's titties.
Excuse me.
Old ass titties.
Puppies.
Puppies. Sorry.
Puppies.
Okay, cool. All right, and do you have a Mount Rushmore? We always ask our guests this.
I do. Austin, Angle. Jericho and Trips.
That's a very good Mount Rushmore.
That's very strong.
You can't argue with that, B.
It's very strong.
Rival, did you give us yours when you were on the show?
No, I didn't do one.
I don't think you did. I don't think you did.
But I would put Warrior, Brett, Razor Ramon.
This is interesting.
It's very interesting. It's very different. Warrior, you know.
Or more.
Who would my last one be? The Rock.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's Warrior.
Yeah, I think I love three of those shows.
You know what it was? I was thinking more of all of my favourite IC champions.
Right.
But for me, I just remember when Warrior, I can't remember, was it WrestleMania? No, Survivor. Was it Survivor Series when he ran down the,
back for
the long...
That was WrestleMania. That was WrestleMania 7, 92.
Legend, like,
92. That when, when he came to save Hogan.
Yeah,
I'll be honest, that gassed me.
You know what I mean?
As a child, I went nuts. I went nuts as a child. I went crazy.
I still didn't really...
As a child.
Serious.
I think that that's valid, though, because like my third spot between trips, it was nearly fucking Kane, right?
Yeah.
Because even though there's so many people that you wouldn't put on that, I'm thinking about me as a child.
Yeah, you have it in the start. Yeah.
And you've got this, like, you know, Bruce Pritchard will talk about that's his probably the thing he's most proud of in his whole career. Yeah. So,
what, the Kane storyline?
The Kane angle, yeah.
The Kane debut was dope.
I mean, come on.
The Kane debut was dope.
Crazy.
Head in the Cell, Kane, crazy. That was dope.
Like, that was good, man.
Well, okay, well, that's...
We got a lot of wrestling.
Yeah, we got to talk about...
Let's
talk about WrestleMania weekend. It started off this Friday. It kicked off with the Hall of Fame induction. A great class, we will all agree, I assume.
Yeah.
The only flaw, I would say, not saying that she's not deserving, just that I think it was a bit too early.
Yeah.
It was the Beth Phoenix. But she had a lovely speech, I have to say.
Biscuits you got over there.
They're not mine. I'm off the sugar, but... Shout out to Billy. She bought those for me.
You see, Rival, he looks at biscuits like women. He loves his biscuits.
Like fucking Gomez looks at Morticia, mate.
Listen, this is white chocolate brownie cookies. I don't even know where you got this, but thank you.
It tastes great, though. It tastes lovely.
You can try these. But carry on, sorry.
Yes, Beth Phoenix.
Yeah, like she had a lovely speech.
Do you know what was interesting for me is, and I didn't even know this, but... When we spoke about Beth Phoenix getting into the Hall of Fame, you said that Molly Holly was more deserving.
Yep.
And she was there.
Yep, she was there.
Did you hear the story about her being...
She paid for Beth Phoenix.
That's dope.
I know.
So why is she not in the Hall of Fame?
Exactly.
That's bad, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. But there you go. I mean, it was a nice speech.
It's not good.
It's not good.
Anyway.
It was decent.
I loved Jim Cornette. He inducted the Rock and Roll Express. He was so professional, so good, graceful, and did a nice... induction to them. Rock and Roll Express had a funny little speech. They were cool. Teddy Long had a great speech.
Holla.
Diamond Dallas Page won them for years. I think Diamond Dallas Page's speech was as long as the WrestleMania event.
I was waiting for the DDP yoga plug. Like, he's going to give everyone a code for DDP yoga.
Yeah, no, that's his new pose, the fucking super long speech.
For real.
That was his thing, man.
But Kurt Angle ended it off nicely. So it was a great ceremony. Next day, we had NXT. Anyone here see NXT?
Yeah.
Josh, what did you think?
I enjoyed it more than I've enjoyed like NXT for a little while. Now.
Do
you know what I mean?
Yeah,
like, it's hard. Like, you know, you stand it up against like your Torontos and your Dallas and your Brooklyns and whatever. Yeah. Then obviously it's not as consistent as that. But yeah, like there's more there than there has been for a while. So
and some really solid matches on that card. I don't think it was a bad match at all. The best match was obviously the tag team match.
Yeah.
Revival and DIY.
Revival and DIY
continues to do something like you know, you have great tag matches you'll see in the past and whatnot, but they can go on for time and they will always bring something new to a match. And they just keep stealing the show. They keep stealing the show.
Just like the Hardys.
Ridiculous. They keep stealing the show, this guy.
You can't wait, you know.
So it kicked off with Sanity versus Roderick Strong, Ty Dillinger, Ruby Riott, and filling in for an injured in storyline, kayfabe, No Way Jose, Cassius Ohno joined the fray. And it was actually a great match, and rightfully so, Sanity picked up the victory.
Has Ty won a match yet?
Ty's won a couple of matches before.
I was watching a...
He loses more than he wins, but...
He's been on a bad run right now, hasn't he?
Mm.
He's on that Dolph Ziggler-itis, isn't
it? Nah. He'll be alright.
We don't speak of Dolph Ziggler anymore.
Oh man, is it that bad?
It is that bad.
I don't know what's worse, Dolph Ziggler or... You know, I always... Dolph Ziggler and Arsenal are the same. It's disappointing.
We'll get back to that.
Anyway, let's just leave it here, guys.
Next match was... I'm going to ask you about this, Josh, because I know you're a massive fan of UK wrestling. The debut of Aleister Black, Tommy End, finally shows up to the NXT with a great match with Andrade Cien Almas, who is my prediction, by the way, of being called up.
Really?
No.
I don't think
I hope so.
I don't think
next?
Tonight or SmackDown. I don't think we're going to get the predictable big stat. You could probably get Revival.
We're getting Shinsuke.
But I don't know if we'll get Shinsuke yet, you know.
1,000,000%. He just lost.
Yeah, he did. But we probably are getting Shinsuke. Maybe SmackDown again. But I think Andrade...
Yeah, we'll get Shinsuke to SmackDown.
Shelton's cleared as well.
Yeah, so. Shelton's back. But I think Andrade, Cien Almas...
Do you think...
Because he lost to...
He's incredible, that
boy. Listen. Incredible. You have no idea. No, you can swear in the show. Andrade, Cien Almas is dope, man.
Yeah.
He's brilliant. So anyway, he had a great match with... Aleister Black. Did you see Aleister Black's entrance?
Mate, I've...
The entrance was incredible.
No, I missed the entrance.
Did you miss the entrance? Yeah, mate, he did... It was like rivaling Finn Balor status.
No.
Like, obviously, not as... Don't get me wrong. Finn Balor status is... Finn Balor's entrance is still better. It's much better. But Tommy Yen's... Aleister Black.
Also, right, it was like darker than that, though, right?
It's darker. Because the theme song is dope. Hardcore rock song. And he did his thing where he kind of like... I don't know how they did it. He flips forward.
Yeah,
like, so he's in a position where his hands are crossed like this.
Oh, so they gave him a good push for
yeah,
this.
Yeah, and it's a slow entrance as well. He takes his time in the ring.
Like an Undertaker type
slow. It's dope, man. And I can see, in the future, I can see an Aleister Black, Finn Balor, feud.
The thing that I did get back for, actually, because I didn't, it was like the rise. I didn't see. The
rise was dope, man.
Eddie Guerrero like flip into the thing, then into the
he did the Eddie Guerrero flip into the ring and into a meditation prayer.
Hands together, like
it was his entrance was
legs
dope.
Crossed, amazing. He did it again, and I think when he won, he like sat there, with his hands together in his.
Yeah, he's a great talent, man.
Really, really sick.
Big up, Tommy.
I'm not that upset about like the name change.
No.
Initially, you see a name change and you're just like, that's bullshit because Tommy Yen's a great fucking name.
Yeah.
But like...
It's not so bad.
It's not so bad.
Yeah,
it's not so bad.
It's like Tyler Black, Seth Rollins.
And because at least they haven't called him like Aleister Rainbow, do you know what I mean? It's like at least they're giving him like a gothic character and they've signed a guy like and are letting him be him. So. Yeah.
And how was the match?
Yeah, it was good.
Great match.
I mean, I think towards the end...
What, did they start with that?
No, that was the second match.
Oh, I was about to say from the gate, that would have been crazy.
Towards the end... It kind of sizzled a bit.
Yeah.
But before the action, majority of the action was great. It was a great match. It was just, it could have ended a bit better.
Yeah. I know what you mean, because like by the time he started getting his strikes in, then it's like, okay, he's got his strikes in now.
Yeah.
So it's like the end, and then maybe that could have happened a bit quicker, I suppose.
After that, we had the tag team match. Office of Pain retains their title. By the way, they kept introducing the new NXT titles as well.
Yeah, I saw that.
They look amazing.
They look really good.
So Office of Pain retain the title against DIY and Revival. Josh, what did you think of this match?
I mean, I don't want to be that guy, but shout out the ring announcer, Fluffin. It was like introducing the NXT champions. And they realised they didn't say tag champions. It was like, the NXT champions.
Yeah. Tag champions.
Tag champions.
Yeah. I forgot about that.
Yeah.
Good one, Josh.
I just wish he hadn't have... I mean, me personally, I'm like, dude, just like, there's quite clearly two of them. Like, they're fucking huge. Like,
yeah.
No one... yeah, again, really like the match. I really like the...
The great booking, right?
Great booking. I love this, the, like, strike-assisted suplex kind of things that's... Been a bit of a common thread through NXT and a little bit of the Mania card as well.
Yeah.
The whole, like super kick someone to get them over into a German or whatnot.
Yeah.
Like
the women's match, isn't
it? Yeah. Really sick.
Yeah, man. I felt Office of Pain. This was their best work so far. I mean, I know they had two great wrestlers, two great tag teams to work with.
Yeah.
But like they look really good in this match.
Unquestionably, yeah. I thought they looked a lot better.
Could you see them in a possible match with the Hardys in the future?
Who's that? Orvis of Pain.
Yeah.
I don't know why you bring up Hardys, but
he just wants to talk about Hardys.
Yo, they're gonna delete everyone. Everyone.
We'll get to that.
I can't wait.
Revival call up. Do you think DIY and Revival both get called up now?
I think SmackDown needs both those teams.
Don't you think one team will go to one and one team will go to the other?
I think SmackDown...
You think SmackDown?
Revival?
I think SmackDown is struggling. I think
what?
You know, let me tell you. In terms of tag teams.
Raw ain't.
No, but... No,
yeah. Raw storylines are wild,
No, the storylines are dead, but they've got good tag teams.
But don't you think they should...
What? Cesaro and Sheamus...
Really?
Yeah, they're dope tag teams. They're dope.
New Day. They got sick tag teams, bro.
Let's rewind for just 1 second. What? Cesaro and Sheamus are a great tag team.
Yes, they are.
They are great tag teams.
They're not better as separate wrestlers.
They are great, but they made it work.
They made it work.
Right.
They
made it work.
Yeah, but we've seen Triple H and Stone Cold. Great tag team.
That wasn't a great tag team.
It was alright.
No, it wasn't.
Why wasn't it good? Rival. Why?
No, man.
Why didn't you rate it?
No, yeah.
It's Triple H and Stone Cold, fam.
No, bro.
No, they're two great individual wrestlers.
It's not the same.
Different uses of the division.
And it's not the same. Rival's not the same. You can't compare the two.
I like when they're doing their separate thing. Maybe not.
I understand that.
It's not even matches together.
Rival, and how do you know that's not going to happen now?
It's not.
How do you not know?
They don't know what to do with him.
No.
I like him as a tag team.
Oh, Cesaro and Sheamus are a dope tag team.
Were they good tag champions?
They were dope tag team.
They weren't really that tag
for. But they don't really do it for me. They're not the Hardys.
Oh my god. Anyway,
anyway, I think SmackDown needs those teams.
I think SmackDown should have DIY and Rival should go Raw. Mm-hmm. That's how I would do it.
Okay.
Asuka versus Ember Moon.
Yeah, let's talk about this because I actually watched this.
This match was dope, man.
Is Asuka a heel now?
Yeah, she's a heel.
Was she always a heel?
She was a heel, then she became a good guy, and she's kind of like Conor McGregor without speaking. Yeah. She just does whatever she just doesn't care. She's her own boss. Yeah, like what I loved about it was they made Ember Moon look so sick. Yeah, like Ember Moon was going in. They made it look strong. Asuka had to cheat to beat her. I loved that ending. Yeah. I loved it. I didn't see it coming. Yeah. I thought, what? Is everybody's going to just dominate and then Asuka's going to go to the main roster or something? No, obviously, Asuka's still retained, but she had to cheat to win. It's good. It's good. Because Asuka's not ready for that title yet.
So none of them's going to...
Well, Asuka still might go up. We'll never know. There's going to be a women's tournament coming soon, aren't there?
SmackDown needs women as well. SmackDown need women.
I'm not buying. SmackDown got too much women.
They have a lot of
they haven't got good.
Raw.
They ain't got stars.
Raw used Raw's their got, whole roster Raw's for one match.
Raw's got the stars, though. Raw's
they
got
used
the
it
stars.
For one match, though. At WrestleMania. One match. Yeah. All of their female stars, fam. SmackDown. All of their female stars. What does that tell you about the women's division in wrestling right now?
There's no space. There's no room. That's why. There's no room, right?
Yeah.
What can they do?
All right. Can we start a Mania now?
No. Bobby Roode.
Oh yeah, Bobby Roode should say Nakamura.
Retains his title against Shinsuke Nakamura.
Bobby Roode, has the best.
The entrance is cold.
Ever,
his entrance
ever.
Is cold.
Coldest. He's the man.
The women playing the piano.
He needs a round of
him
applause.
Him spinning around in the. Yeah,
no, who's organizing that? Who is organizing that?
Triple H. Can we put a pin in that? Because I want to get back to how things look in entrances for the main show. For the other show.
Yes.
So just put a pin in how fucking sick that long shot of Bobby Roode spinning rounds first time you see him in the distance was.
He's the man.
Let's just forget about that.
Right. He's the man.
The match wasn't a great match. I don't know if they can't really gel that well. It was better than the first match they had.
Yeah. I don't think they gel very well.
No.
And it's like, it's just them up the top of that card because it's just them up at the top of that card at the moment.
Yeah.
I'm not throwing any fingers around at all, really. Like, but it wasn't great.
Shinsuke lost, so
going to SmackDown.
What do you guys think, Raw or SmackDown?
SmackDown.
Yeah.
Yes, he's getting SmackDown. Raw just got Joe in it, so it's only right.
Okay.
Mm. Yeah.
Mm. Yeah, man.
All right.
And we need somebody for AJ to. About now, and I can see them doing AJ Shinsuke
just there whipping chains.
Like, AJ no Shinsuke is gonna be down the line.
Like, so who does AJ feud with? I know
we'll go to Randy, innit? But we'll talk about it.
You think so? No, I think Bray and Randy are not finished, but anyway, we'll get to that.
It's not finished.
That,
definitely,
that's finished.
It's what's not finished? Shane and
Bray and Randy's that's not finished.
Bray and Randy.
That's not finished.
Bray's out. Bray's back to normal. Bray's back to normal.
You're making me angry. It's not.
Bray's calling Eric Rowan right now.
Nah, he's not. He's not done. Do you know what? Bray might win it back tonight. Tomorrow night, you know?
Nah.
Bray might win it back tomorrow night.
I don't see that happening.
All right, watch. Bray might win it back tomorrow night.
Bray's going to see how Ellsworth's doing.
How can he squash Brit now?
He didn't realize.
Let's start.
I'm ready to go.
Let's start.
So, WrestleMania 33 took place last night.
The ultimate thrill ride.
Man, what a show. It was 10 hours.
I fell asleep and woke up and it was still on.
It was 7 hours.
7 hours.
7 whole hours.
The first match was on the kickoff show.
Can we please just acknowledge that Al Roker, got to announce a match For no damn reason.
We'll get to that.
Yeah.
It kicked off with Austin Aries versus Neville for the Cruiserweight title.
Good match.
Good match.
What a match.
Good match, man.
We all knew it was going to be a sick match.
Yeah,
it was a good match.
But the booking at the end.
Terrible.
No, I loved it.
What, the eye rake?
Yes.
Why?
Because Aries was...
Dominating.
His eye is clearly fine. He's wrestling.
But it's KP.
Come on, man. Yeah, but come on, man.
You got, it's part of the storyline.
How can you have such a great match and then he wins by an eye?
It's a surgically fucking repaired eye socket.
Yeah, exactly.
Man.
But come on,
you
man.
You can re-injure that.
Mate, there's technology there.
If he really did do some crazy stuff like that, and that referee didn't disqualify him, fire that referee.
I agree with that. Yeah, that's true. That was a little flaw.
I feel you. After all of that, the high flying and all we saw, to what an IRA, it's like, come on, man.
Josh, what did you think?
I love that finish.
Right? Me too. I loved it.
That finish. And the thing is that I think there's so many instances in wrestling where things are done, people do things because that's what you do. And they forget that there was a reason why things were done like that in the end. And, like, in terms of a finish, like, I thought that serviced, like, the match itself in terms of keeping everyone, keeping Aries strong and keeping and further having, like, Neville more dastardly.
Keeping the storyline going.
And then, keeping it going, you've got, like, something, and it services the past as well. Like, you've got, like, he had that eye injury and that was a result of a load of, like, strong hits from Shinsuke Nakamura. Yep. And, like, he's himself is, like... I loved it.
I think it was a great match. I think the ending was brilliant. I think those two really set the pace of what to be was to step to a great WrestleMania. So.
Neville is shaping up the Cruiserweight
to get some... Bringing Hideo...
I love it, man.
Bringing some great talent now, man. It needs to have world-class talents.
I still hate what Raw is doing with the Cruiserweight division.
Yeah, I hear that. But you know what? I think it's turning the corner. Honestly, yeah.
Hold on, mate. So before we move on, shout out to fucking Neville's dodgy tan. Anyone clock that? I know your wrestlers have got a tan. Like, I get that. That's not a thing. But, like, whoever he paid to do or whatever he bought, like, get your money back, bro, because that was a fucking disgrace.
And before I move on as well, shout out to the guys who brought the signed Wenger out.
Yeah, that's what we said.
At WrestleMania.
Yeah.
Go home and leave your signs there. It's wrestling. This ain't football. What's wrong with these people?
Wenger out, man.
Agreed.
Do you know how passionate you have to be to go all the way to Orlando and take a sign saying Wenger out? How much did you pay for your ticket to do that? Come on, man. It's not that deep, fam.
Oh, my goodness.
Okay. Andre the Giant Memorial Battle Royal. I will stop there. You guys talk about this because I'm not talking about
Damn.
It.
I really... Mojo fucking Raleigh, fam.
The best part was when no one told the security woman.
Yes!
was joke. No one told the security woman that... who was the football player?
Gronk.
That guy was going to climb over the barrier and the security woman started having him up like, "No, get back, sir!" And then the referees had to run over and tell her what was going on.
Yep.
They thought that was a fuck up.
Yeah,
that was funny.
That was funny though.
That was about the.
But I would have loved it. That was part of the storyline.
That was the best part of the whole thing.
That was the best part of the thing.
Yeah, she might have got a big raise shout to her. That's great. Like, you get me?
She would have been looking around at the people either side of her. They've been told.
Yeah.
They're not going over, and she's just like, "You guys not gonna? Well, fuck it. All right, I'm here. You know what I mean?
Oh no, we got to mention like, we spoke about this last week. Like you said, if Sami Zayn or Braun Strowman don't win, it's a waste of. Like, Braun Strowman was out in the first 2 minutes or something. Sammy, like, what have the last 6 months been for here?
Listen,
if you're just going to build up Braun Strowman and then have him get thrown out in a dumb battle royal.
Mate, I'd have been absolutely gutted if Braun Strowman, Sami Zayn, Luke Harper, anyone else came up with this idea?
Level, who fucking bought this shit
on that level?
Can
had,
I just
had
ask
won?
One question here.
Luke Harper got eliminated by Titus O'Neil.
I don't want those guys anywhere near that. Because I don't want them lugging around that stupid fucking trophy.
That was Sami Zayn's first WrestleMania. No, second WrestleMania moment.
But can we just acknowledge this 1 second? This is called the what? Andre the Giant Memorial match here. How tall is Andre the Giant?
Seven foot
tall.
How big is Andre the Giant?
He's massive.
How tall is Sami Zayn?
He's tiny.
No, but
how big is Sami Zayn?
Small.
Did he not just get manhandled by Braun Strowman on Raw multiple times?
Yes.
What the hell is he doing in there, bruv? Like, come on, like. Oh, man.
No. It's not specifically four big men.
Yes, it is. No, it's an Andre the Giant like, that's memorial.
The, like, the booking wise,
the people that have won it are big men. No little man has won it. There's no need for that.
You use it to put over big men, but it's.
Oh, you think this is Rey Mysterio days, isn't it? No, it can't happen.
Mojo isn't that big, though.
Pointless.
Mojo really won the Battle Royal.
Yeah, my feeling on it is that it's a tragedy that, like, these people, like, you know, your Luke Harpers and guys are, like, in there if it's like the Andre Battle Royale is, like, a six-man Battle Royal, then that's cool. I don't mind them putting those guys in. But being the Jobber Royal that it is, once they're in there, yeah, I want them out.
Yeah,
because I don't want them to be associated with that. The two people by the time Big Show and those other guys go out, I'm like, cool. I liked because it is what you would do. The 30 people pushing people out. I like that. That was the way to do it. Like Big Show going out, I was like, oh, well, that's fun. And then Strowman goes out, and I'm like, oh, okay, cool, okay, right. Someone that is like a lower card guy is going to win. That is actually maybe going to help.
Yeah, I'll be honest.
I was ain't gonna lie, I was rooting for Jinder, you know?
Yeah, me. As soon as it was Lumpy, I was like,
I was rooting for Jinder. I was like, come on, Jinder, let's go, man. Let's go, man. Let's go, Jinder. Let's go, champ. Let's go, champ.
I'll be 1,000 with you. I actually don't like the Andre Memorial.
No, yeah,
it's
no
not
one
good.
Does.
Who does? I mean, it's no not good. I just no think the whole concept. No.
It's dead.
You don't do nothing with. Like, Baron Corbin, lost his match at WrestleMania. And they still talk about his win. Yeah. And it's just like, it's not a push for
it should
anyone.
Mean something more. It should, really mean, want, yeah, it should mean a title shot or something, do you know what I mean?
Yeah. But it doesn't, it doesn't mean and anything. That's the problem.
I really wanted it to be Damo that won it, so that because I thought that was the only situation where they could do, like, carrying the title could be cool, because they'd do, like, he takes it back down to NXT, it's cool there that it's, like, a main
that's
roster
it,
thing.
Yeah.
And they twist it up like NWO like title belt.
Sanity, they mash it up and
do you know what I mean? Like
that'd
mash
be
up,
cool.
Make a fucking suit of armor out of it, or
that
like,
might, I think, yeah.
sword or something. Do you know what I mean?
I think they should replace the Andre the Giant Memorial. Get rid of the Money in the Bank pay per view and have it there at WrestleMania on the pre show. I think they should have the money in the bank on the future.
You know, for the consumer, yeah.
Do you know what people upset me, though, about this whole thing? Titus O'Neil didn't even say, it's Andre the Giant Memorial Day! You know, at least something like that. next match. See, what did I tell you? I told you it was going to be the kickoff, didn't I?
No, but...
Didn't I tell you it was going to be the kickoff?
No, you did, but like... But they obviously changed it last minute.
So Dean Ambrose...
Nah, do we have to talk about this?
And Baron Corbin was for the IC title. Thoughts?
I don't like Dean Ambrose.
I actually fell asleep.
Yeah.
I just want to shout out.
A little snooze, so I missed this one still.
I'm not a big fan of JBL right now, right?
Why?
The stuff coming out about, like, Mauro Ranallo's absence. And
you think he bullied him?
I mean, it's hard to be surprised. Like, and if you,
no, it's true. JBL, you know I mean? JBL, like, he's got history for bullying and stuff. Yeah,
and like, that's and there's that's, now, what the, you know. That's what the chat is. Anyway, a bit of JBL commentary that I absolutely adored in this was like they're talking about. I think Otunga's like, oh, you know, he's got ribs. Like, why is he? He's got ribs. He's got those injured ribs. Like, you know, why hasn't he been getting treatment? And like, you know, why is he in the ring and whatever? And JBL turns to him and is like. Are you joking? He's not going to go to the changes room. Last time they sent him off an ambulance, he came back driving it. And then Tugger's just like, sure. But apart from that, it was dead.
Yeah, the match was dead, wasn't it? So Ambrose retains. Let's move on.
Like the finish, like the flippy do
into the dirty deeds.
Yeah, nice.
That was actually quite good. Actually.
Really dope.
Should Baron have won that match?
I think he should have.
I think so.
I think so too.
I think he should have won that.
Yeah,
I was actually quite disappointed with that.
Yeah. He's not going to start winning until they shave him.
You think so?
Yeah. Oh man!
When they shave him, they're going to fucking go into fifth gear with him.
I hope so.
You think so?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I don't think it's over though.
Feud, you mean?
I think he's coming for that title.
I think Corbin will probably win it in the next pay per view.
Yeah, I can see that.
All right. Next up, we had WrestleMania starting with the New Day.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think of the New Day's entrance?
I don't even want to talk about New Day.
I thought WWE saw something.
They were dressed up like anime characters, weren't they? They were like Final Fantasy characters.
Yeah.
I just want to know how do you reckon they have a lot of like input in?
Yeah,
support?
I think they do.
100,000%.
I think majority of the reason we don't like them or we don't enjoy something is because of Xavier Woods. He's blatantly the brains behind the weird shit.
What, do you know what? Xavier Woods and Vince. I reckon like they've got all the say, but it's like how many ideas do they come up? Whose ideas get actually approved?
That's right.
Do you know what I mean? It's like they're all Woods coming might up. Be the like when, store. Yeah, you know might what I mean. Like Woods when he comes Woods. Through, that's great.
Woods is doing games, making tapes. it's mad, bro. He's doing everything.
So they introduced WrestleMania. Yeah. Nice enough opening.
I will say I'm disappointed they weren't involved in the show more.
Gave us something special though, but we're getting.
They did give us something special, but I wanted some kind of offense, some running. I wanted it didn't. To, when you think back about this WrestleMania, you don't really care about anything they did.
No, I agree.
Anything of relevance.
But they had a nice moment. Yeah. We'll get into.
All right, cool.
This then was the first instance that of me getting hot about the production on entrances and stuff.
Yeah.
When they're just about to draw their swords. Like I mean, it was pretty lame the swords, but like. They just draw the swords and then, like, it's a crowd shot. Just as they're doing it, they're like, we're going to draw our swords now, we're going to do the thing, and then whoever cuts just cuts to a crowd shot, and it cuts back, and then, oh, it's time for bed, apparently. Right, well, there you go.
It kicked off with AJ Styles versus Shane McMahon. Now, in my opinion, this was the best match of the card.
Really?
Am I wrong?
You're definitely wrong.
You're definitely wrong.
It was good.
It's not my match of the card.
It was good, but it wasn't a match of the card.
I see what you're saying.
You're crazy, brother, first of all.
Have I lost my mind?
Yeah, first of all, you're crazy.
Shane
was good, you know.
That was a great match.
Listen, I'll be honest, I was very shocked.
Shane brought his history is jumping and missing.
Nah, but bro, he was chain wrestling. Shane did well, man.
Bro,
he was doing all the chain wrestling moves.
I'm not having it. Shane
did very well.
But that was not match of the card, bro.
That's definitely match of the card.
Don't get gassed by the spot fest, B.
Match of the card?
Don't get gassed by the spot fest.
Match of the card?
You're getting gassed. I know what you're gonna say. The match
that,
the
that match was better than Neville and Austin.
Than Austin,
the actual card, not the pickup.
Jericho,
Jericho. Oh, you don't
want to
add that one in there, no?
It went better than Jericho.
It was.
It wasn't.
We're talking about Shane wrestling, right? We're going back to like the Kane thing, whereby like someone can consider a wrestler like Kane on their Mount Rushmore because there's other things at play than. Like what you can contribute. That was a great WrestleMania match.
It was.
That's one of the things that Shane does. Don't get me wrong, I would have wanted a much better opponent for AJ.
1,000%. But at the end of the day, it was still a good match. It was still a very good match.
And like Shane doing Shane's thing. Can be good.
No, you guys are getting gassed for the tag match. The tag match was great. We'll get to that.
The tag match was very good.
It was a very good match. Of course it was. You guys are liking it more because of what happened.
No, but it was still a good match.
We'll talk about that. All right, tell me what happened in that match.
What?
The tag match.
Sorry. What happened in the tag match?
Yeah, tell me what happened.
Oh, you're trying to say I don't know what happened in the tag match? You were talking about all the spots.
There's two great moments in that match.
When what?
We'll get the end. The end was sick.
The end was sick.
Yeah, and the Cesaro and Sheamus.
When they did the...
Fantastic.
Yeah. How can you say they're not a good tag team?
This guy, right? They're sick. I don't know what you're talking about.
Sorry, anyway,
AJ Shane. AJ Shane, for me, was a very good match. I don't understand why.
It was a good match.
It wasn't better than Aries and Austin. No, it wasn't better than Aries.
It wasn't better than Raw Women's.
That's a boost for Shane. Coming.
Yeah, of course.
Was it better than Raw Women's?
I think so. Raw Women's was very good, though.
Raw Women's was good.
Very good. Nice. Very good match. So after that, Kevin Owens and Jericho. Okay. It wasn't that great for me.
Rubbish. I thought it was good.
It wasn't rubbish. It was a good match. It wasn't a great match.
You wanted more, but it was a solid match.
Yeah, of course it was. But it was just solid. Wasn't for that feud. It wasn't anything memorable. It's not a memorable match. Do you know what I'm saying?
I didn't like the finish because it didn't. When he powerbombed him on the side of the road, it didn't actually look like it hurt.
What I loved was when Jericho hit Owens with the Codebreaker, and he always put the finger on the rope.
Yeah, that was sick. That was
the funniest thing. That
was
the
dope.
Kevin Owens is class.
Now, yeah, he's amazing. Yeah. Amazing.
So sorry, I need to dial it back to like AJ and these guys. They all had like incredible entrances. Yeah. These entrances, like with that beautiful screen.
That's a long ass ramp,
right? And like they were just incredible with those, like, you know, swooping cinematic shots of them coming down the ramp. The confidence and swagger of all of those people. I mean, AJ, like, his facials are just like off the charts at the moment, and it was like the colors. Everything was
amazing. Wait a minute, I'm sorry. How can you not disrespect Shane? Shooting Star Press was amazing. Oh, Shane's elbow drop, the chain wrestling. They both did.
It was good.
They had a great match. Sorry, Josh.
I've got my notes on the match. If we want to go through,
yes,
this
Josh,
match.
Go ahead.
Can we make a case for this being a good match?
Yes, go ahead, Josh.
No, it is a good match. It just wasn't the best match of the card.
It was.
Josh, you reckon that was match of the card?
No.
Oh, so then we're in agreement then.
But my friend here does, and we're of a similar opinion about its quality.
No, it was good. I was very impressed
now,
the thing is, there
was just lots.
Would have been nice on SmackDown.
Do you know what? There was a lot less stuff that I knew I was going to dislike about this match in it than I thought there was going to be. I'm gonna hate Shane's punches.
They
only did it for a little bit, and actually, for a change, I thought the camera made for his punches. They made them look a little bit better.
Okay.
They told a story about, like, yeah, these are his skill sets and these are AJ's. And,
yeah,
I liked it. And do you know what I loved about it? 50-year-old man did not climb up something even higher. To be an idiot.
He tried to do that.
I was just like, yes, man. And they told a proper story. AJ, I don't know if you boys clocked this, looked when he was wearing a lot of makeup and he looked fucking radiant. Mate, he was fleeked out.
And then when you think of the Jericho Owens?
I was kind of a little bit disappointed by that one, just because, but for that one, like, it's all been in the build, you know? Like, when we get to the later matches on the cards, like, there's two matches that I enjoyed the build of one and the matches of the other. Right. Do you know what I mean? And didn't like the match of one. Do you know what I mean? And I think that's fine. Shout out to the advert for the KO doll in around this doll action figure.
Very skinny.
So they've skinnied him up. Yeah. So they've made his face look more attractive, but the head looked like the fucking Ronaldo statue.
Hilarious.
Jolting. All right. After that was the women's match, Raw women's match.
Mm-hmm.
Nia Jax, Sasha, Bayley, Charlotte.
Mm. We were so wrong about how it was going to end.
But didn't we put an ad? No, we did put out something that if Bayley might win it and Sasha take it on Raw.
I didn't think Nia was going to get eliminated that early.
I said that. I said Nia was going to get eliminated first.
You did say that.
I did say that. Nia looked very good. Nia was very good in this match.
Yeah, but
she was amazing.
She
was believably mean.
Yeah.
In this match.
This is how they should be booking her.
Yeah. Nia wanted
to win, though.
Nah, it's too soon for that. Too soon for that. But what I love about what they're doing with the Raw's women division is one wrestler can't beat the other. So Sasha can't beat Charlotte.
Yeah.
Charlotte can't beat Bayley, but Sasha can beat Bayley.
Right.
Bayley can beat Charlotte.
Right.
Do you get what I'm saying? I'm liking that.
Yeah.
And no one can beat Nia.
Sasha's beat Nia.
But Sasha can. Yeah. And Sasha beat Nia. Yeah. Sasha beat Nia. Yeah.
Anyway, yeah,
it was a good match. I think it was booked very well. Charlotte was amazing. Sasha did some great stuff.
Yeah.
Nia was very strong, and Bayley did her role. She won with the match of man elbow. But no qualms. I won't be surprised if Sasha turns heel tonight.
You think so? Mm.
This was the first instance of another major things that I hated about the entrances in this, which is all the vehicle entrances.
Right.
There was always an awkward wait at the top of the ramp. Like, they had nowhere to come out. Hide. Anything that anyone was, like, coming down on, it was just, like, there and they were waiting, and then the camera pans from them and then to them and then back to them, and they just fucking stood there.
Did the ramp need to be that long?
Yeah, it was.
I loved the long ramp.
Walking down the ramp and the screen on the ramp, that's amazing.
It was a
long ass ramp.
It was a bad year for physical props, because I think they needed to make the best of the...
Yeah,
the screen floor.
I just think some the ramp. Did and some I think the didn't. Ramp was really just there for Triple H's entrance though.
And Seth's as well.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Yeah.
We'll get to that. Next Charlotte time. Come out looking like a peacock.
There's nothing wrong with that. She's beautiful.
Yeah.
I love Charlotte.
Oh, my gosh. So Rival was in love with Charlotte.
Fully.
Her fireworks were amazing.
She's listening.
Fireworks game was sick. But why did she come out last?
Yeah, I was
she won the champion.
Yeah.
I don't like when they do that. It's
Sasha's
confusing.
Fireworks were sick as well, actually, after the...
And they need to start doing more with Sasha.
What can he do, though?
Like, start making her win matches, maybe? What was the match after this? What's the next match?
Was tag titles.
Oh, yes, it was. Here we go. Let's talk about it.
Woo!
Let's make Rivals
Rival,
Day.
Mate.
So,
I'm going to put my drink down.
The Raw tag team titles was on. The ladder match started with Enzo and Cass coming out, cutting their promo. They kept it short and sweet.
Are we sipping Moet for this one?
Yes,
to,
we are.
They had to keep it short and sweet.
They kept it short and sweet, which was good. Then Sheamus and Cesaro, who was a great tag team, came up with nice entrances with the kilts.
Kilts and that.
Was
and
dope.
The sunglasses.
That was dope. Wow. Then, obviously, my boys, the Good Brothers Club, come out.
Yeah.
You know, we're thinking, here we go. Triple threat match.
Hashtag
now, I will say this before we get into this. I saw tweets on Twitter that a WWE rental car, basically, I watched the Ring of Honor pay-per-view after NXT.
Yeah.
And I saw the Young Bucks match against the Hardys.
They lost,
which was fucking fantastic.
The Hardys lose, obviously.
And it was a ladder match as well. Hardys lost the titles.
Yeah.
And then they had a little send-off like it was curtain call.
Yeah.
So I was like, okay, looking like Hardys are coming to WWE now.
Yeah.
Then, an hour before WrestleMania, I saw tweets that the Hardys threw a party afterwards at this Ring of Honor show.
Mm.
And had, like, all the Ring of Honor staff was there and all the... And then a car... A WWE licensed car showed up to pick up Matt and Jeff.
Wow.
Right? But I saw all of that and I thought, that's too, I don't know, that's,
yeah.
I think the Hardys are trolling.
Yeah.
Like, this is not real. I didn't believe it at all. So when the New Day come out, and it's like, there's going to be a fourth tag team, I was like, are they still trolling? I still couldn't believe it. I was like, are New Day taking a piss? Are they going to be like, people are going to think it's Hardys and it's going to actually be the New Day because they ain't got a match.
And they were dressed. Yeah,
I honestly thought they was going to do I like the whole, it's going to be the New Day, they're in their wrestling
game.
That's
right.
And then it's the Hardys.
They did a great job. The New Day did a great job of making you think, and the crowd was going nuts. The crowd was saying, delete.
You know what I wanted to happen? That would have been crazy if they said there's going to be a fourth tag team, and then they cut to the music, and then they don't play the music, and the New Day are like, oh, where's the music? And then you hear someone just say, delete! And they just
that would have been
big on the screen,
that
delete!
Would have been great. That would have been great.
But no theme song, just delete.
Yeah.
And you just see them run to the ring, they don't even know who it is, announcement, oh, it's the Hardys, da, 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 da. What are they doing there?
But when that Hardys crazy. Theme dropped, literally, I'm not joking, I jumped
that was
in
the
air,
pop.
And I dropped my drink on the floor.
That's hilarious.
And that pop was crazy.
Because of that pop, we are drinking champagne in here, celebrating the Hardys.
Welcome back, guys.
And winning the Raw Tag Team titles.
Let's give a round of applause for the Hardys, man.
Hardys.
Round of applause for Jeff. I don't know where he's getting the energy if he just had a match before.
Mad.
And he jumped off that flipping ladder, man. Yeah, man.
They're both going in.
How old is Matt and Jeff now, man?
They're in like mid-40s.
We're only used to seeing like one match from these guys every week.
Early 40s, I think.
Yeah.
What's that?
We're only used to seeing one match from these guys maximum like a week, but they used to doing like back-to-back shit.
Yeah, for real. That's real too.
It's going to be dope, man.
Man, it was a great match. A lot of great spots. That Jeff Hardy ladder spot was amazing.
Do you think they should have won the tag team titles?
Yes. Yes, hands down.
Not chase it for a little while.
Change it up.
Hey, so you mad?
You can't bring him back.
You can't do that great comeback. I mean,
who
would
you have gave it to?
You can't.
The crowd was buzzing.
And then have a little Hardy's Club thing.
Ace.
Or we'll probably get into that now, I suppose.
The crowd was buzzing. Everybody was
no, but they would have buzzed. They would have buzzed.
Booed
they would have buzzed whether they won or not.
No, they had to win. They had to win.
If it was not the Hardys, they would have booed. It would have been delete for the whole.
Big up Matt Hardy, man.
No, Matt. Yeah, man.
Big up Matt Hardy, man.
It's coming.
I'm so happy for him. I am so happy for Matt, man.
Yeah, man. Because
he deserves this shit.
He's about to show them.
Now he's gonna show them what they didn't see.
Yeah,
good for him. I was listening to the Bruce Pritchard talking about the stuff with
Edge and Lita and him and stuff
Yeah.
And like, you know, he's talking about like, he was doing like internet gimmicks.
And he was getting laughed at on YouTube. Yeah, all the rest of them laughed at him. Look at him now, man.
Look at him.
Who's laughing now?
Look at him.
Big up the Hardys. Well done. After that, we had the unsanctioned match.
Listen, why the... That match is trash.
No, it wasn't, bro.
No, not the match, not Seth and Triple H. The sanction.
Stipulation, you mean.
Like,
yeah.
Are we really meant to believe that? At WrestleMania, there's a non-sanctioned match.
I want Triple H to retire.
What?
Okay. Oh, yeah, because Ace... Wait a minute. Let's stop for a second. Because Ace, you were saying you wanted to talk about this. Let's go ahead. What are you talking about? What's your beef?
I think Triple H's ego won't allow him to not wrestle in a Mania. Like, you've got enough talent now. The roster is chock-a-block. People are not coming to see you. You're just an added attraction. We don't need a Triple H match at every Mania. Especially if you're going to lose every year as well. If you think about it, he's lost every year. Like, don't come back to be the big guy that just loses.
Could have been Joe.
Just retire. It's finished now. Like, Seth deserves better. We deserve better. We don't want to see you wrestle. You gave us amazing years. The best. We loved it. It's finished.
Just sit down.
Are you upset because he beat Sting?
No, I just think it's like, why do you have to come back every year?
That's disrespectful.
You're not selling tickets. Like, we're not, like, you're not the top guy anymore.
Mm.
So you don't actually have, you know, like, what Mania was it when he had to come back because it was like, Rod, everybody was, maybe it was last year when everyone was injured and it was like, okay, I understand. Like, now, the show was 7 hours long.
Mm-hmm.
We actually don't need a Triple H match.
Okay.
That's what
it was. Was a good match, though?
I rate that.
No, I like the
love the entrances.
That was real.
The entrances were good.
Seth's entrance with the fire.
With the fire, that was sick. Oh, I love that.
Beautiful.
I love that Stephanie took the table bump.
Yeah.
I like Triple H, like, he sells stories with, like especially, like, seeing your wife go through a table and that, like, the way he just looked at it was like, okay, right, that's very believable.
He's always looking like that. That
is good. It's good.
Every time she gets hurt, man.
I remember when
Randy Orton arcade.
Yeah.
Same look, man.
Same look. Situation. We don't need to see Triple H matches, though.
Yeah, okay. I see your point. Josh, what did you think?
Yeah, I mean, I definitely get the point in terms of, like, Triple H is such a funny one, isn't it? Like, you're sick of him. Like, I think he's done like 50-50 great work and terrible work in this build.
Because
it's like his skill as a performer and as a promo is incredible. But like the way that it's been written, why was he offering the contract? Why was...
Yeah, I said he was that still, last week.
Do you know? And it's like, it should be... And I don't know. Like, I still want to see him like contributing...
Yeah,
it, when he can contribute, definitely. But okay. Like, yeah, that could have been.
I
like
seeing
all screen. That build up could have been him.
Oh yeah, and I will have to say there was no Joe at all.
Why is there no faction?
Yeah. There was no Joe. Why was he not involved in the Triple H match?
He could just run in.
Yeah.
There's a long way to run.
Miz and Maurice. Yeah, it would have been a long way to run down.
He'd been tired, but
he still would have been running. Seth hits Triple H with a pedigree, goes for the pin. Seth's running down to break the count, but the pin's already gone. They're still running down the ramp. Oh, shoot. I mistimed that one.
You like that scene from Hook.
Yeah, exactly. Yes.
Send him down there,
exactly.
Mate.
Let's talk about Miz and Maurice versus Cena and Nikki Bella.
Hashtag give Miz a break, man.
The crowd was red hot for Miz.
I feel like he was booking it too much, though.
He should have left it at first. It was great. The great pop at first. Yeah. And then Cena picked up the victory and then proposed to his missus.
Yeah.
What did you guys think?
I think it would have meant more if it came after a loss.
That's what I said.
Mm.
I don't understand how he would win and then propose.
It doesn't make sense.
But it was lovely, though.
No, absolutely.
You don't think so?
It was terrible.
Go ahead. All right. When he said, like, so, you know, I said that I was going to, you know, ask you a question and we'd be all, like, honest and stuff and, like, whatever. Like, I was so gutted that he didn't, like, go, and here's the footage. And, like, him, like, proposing to her. And she's just like, yeah, of course.
Nah, I would have loved it.
Like, we've been engaged this whole time. That's what I'm talking about.
I thought because it was so obvious that he was going to propose that there was room for a heel turn. So, like, he gets on his knees, like, I would never marry you, bitch.
Low
and price. Then he's just a heel.
And
then
you.
And this is the ultimate John Cena heel turn. That would have been sick. No?
Okay. I didn't enjoy the match. It would have been evil. I enjoyed the build so much.
What proposal is better? Cena's or Elizabeth? Will you marry me? Randy Savage. It was sweet. It was nice. But that was, should we just move on?
I'm not interested in John Cena right now, so. That match for me, I just think The Miz can be used so much better.
Okay.
Because his promos are amazing.
Yeah, you know, he did a great job building up to that.
Yeah.
You know what, the build up was really good. The match was a bit underwhelming. It wasn't a terrible match, but it wasn't.
I'd say that couldn't have Maurice in the ring, basically.
She's so awful.
I think that really hampered the match, like, dynamically, like, because they couldn't.
Of course, it did. She can't go. She can't go. She never could go in the ring. Yeah, she's good at being a bitch and whatnot, but she can't go in the ring.
But she was gold in the build, so that.
Yeah, she was.
That was, you know.
Let's talk about this, guys. Bray Wyatt versus Randy Orton.
Let's not.
Tell me why, in your opinion, that Bray Wyatt lost.
I guess. Orton getting his head bust in Brooklyn by Brock Lesnar was always the "you're gonna win the title at WrestleMania."
Right. Obviously, it was more of a deal.
I always thought that.
Yeah.
As soon as he got into this program with Bray and Bray winning the title, and I was like, "Oh, they promised Orton
the title."
Mm-hmm.
Do you think that Bray will win it back soon?
No, I think. Orton goes into another program. Somebody else. I think AJ and Orton's happening now.
It's like why they saved the. Remember the forearm that you said that they saved to do it at a later date with the RKO?
The forearm?
The phenomenal forearm. Exactly. They didn't do it then because it's coming. You're right.
Orton now, Bray will feud probably. Delete! Maybe it'll be Bray.
No, he's on Raw.
Yeah, Luke.
It'll go back to Luke.
You can cross. Luke and Bray. Yeah.
Who does Bray fight now?
Luke.
Goes back to Luke.
Oh, nah, man, they can't do that. They just had the match already on SmackDown.
That's true.
I don't want to see that again.
So, for me, like, the plus point of this is you're like, the thing that I'm holding on to for Bray is like, are we going to get like a super strong bow included Wyatt family again? We're going to get this fucking badass.
I think if they were going to do it, they should have done it last night.
Mm. Do you know what really hurts me about that match is the nature of Randy's performance, given Triple H's comments on the Rosenberg podcast, talking about someone that could be doing more, but because he's talented, and then it was just so dialed in.
But I don't think anybody's telling Owen anything about his performances in terms of in ring. It's more about his charisma outside. Okay. The next match, though, I'm not gonna lie, guys. I really enjoyed this match, man. It was only 5 minutes long, but it was hard hitting. They both took it to each other, man.
This is my match of the night.
Yeah, Lesnar Goldberg.
Haven't they 100%. Sold enough WWE 2K17?
Wait, rival, are you serious? Did you not see what I saw last night? They both took it to each other, man. Really strong showing.
Seen, that's why you're excited.
No, but it was.
That is the only.
That wasn't a good match.
That was a good match, man.
Skillet, and they that please.
Was 9 suplexes and 2 spears. And that's not a match. That's just.
And one spear through the barricade.
That is just 11 moves. That was 11 moves in a match.
Goldberg catching with that. See that first spear he caught him with? Mate. That was deadly, mate.
Did you see the spear anymore?
Did you see the jackhammer? Oh,
thank you, Josh. The first spear was unbelievable. Mate,
the way they
the first spear was good.
Oh, wait, you mean after the suplex?
Yeah. Brilliant.
That was
good. That was
amazing. That was amazing. That was the only one.
Let's talk about the jackhammer.
Can I just...
That was terrible. He couldn't even get him up.
Okay, but listen.
He couldn't even get him up.
Listen, man. It's fucking.
The man's 50.
It's a great white shark that he's trying to hoist up there. Exactly. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because for me personally, everything around these matches, so including the Royal Rumble encounter, right, all the builds, everything, I've hated. Absolutely hated. Everyone's bored of Heyman, blah, 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 all of this. Both of those matches, the SummerSlam match and this match,
yeah, Exceeded expectations. I agree. I feel it was a very good match. Watch that match again. 25 minutes. Won't take you too long.
It's not a match, though.
Brock Lesnar sells a... He's got this reputation as someone that doesn't want to work, which is not undue given what happened with Dean Ambrose and all of this. Yeah. But Steve Austin will always say, like, well, hell, sell his ass off. Like, do you know what I mean? He's just like, God damn, you're Brock. Do you know what I mean? And, like, bro, he looked like he'd... He looked like his fucking internal organs. And let's not forget one other thing.
Hey, because you've forgotten about this match already. Oh. Let's not forget one more thing. When Goldberg tried to catch him with another spear and Lesnar jumped over
him. That was brilliant. That was amazing.
Listen, watch that match again. That match was very good.
The match might have been all right.
I couldn't believe it.
It might have been.
I could not believe it.
And now
Goldberg and Lesnar will have me talking about how good a match was.
Right, and then what it's done for Brock, all of a sudden, like with Brock, you're like, oh, he's, you know, it's boring now. He's not, we're hearing bad stuff backstage. Oh, I'm a bit bored of it. And then, like,
now he's jumping over Goldberg.
Then he got, like, hurt a bit. Yeah. So you're like, oh, there's a bit more intrigue.
Yeah.
And you're building up a foe for Brock with Brock. Mm-hmm. For Brock to beat,
mm-hmm.
like how now that the that title's on Brock,
and now it makes much sense. More for, like, the Brock, cool. for the Brock Reigns Brock. Rematch, which is going to happen this year.
Yeah,
it's going to meet maybe it's probably SummerSlam. It's going to be so exciting.
Yeah,
after what happened in the end of Mania as well. So yeah, big up that you know, respect to both of them, man. If that's Goldberg's last going at party
is or it? Something,
probably, maybe
should be.
All right, then the women's. SmackDown match happened. My prediction was right.
Yeah,
Naomi. I've been saying this since 2 years ago.
Why they didn't bring her back yesterday?
It was a throw off the scent.
Yeah, but what?
A throw off the scent
of what?
That Naomi might win. Oh, she won't win it now. Oh shit! She did win it, and she got a really good entrance. They gave her the longest entrance. Yeah, everybody else's entrance got short. You know what? Naomi deserves it. Naomi's good, man. She didn't get a good title run when she lost it.
The crowd was dead for them, though.
No area was shot.
They were tired. You think about it. They've just had, like, Lesnar Goldberg.
Oh, the crowd, you mean?
Yeah, the crowd. The crowd weren't good.
But they were happy for Naomi. Yeah.
No aerial shot of Feel the Glow imprinted on the mat when she won at the end, but it was. It's like, why are you not panning up to that? You should know that's happening. That guided me. She loved it. But Alexa Bliss was incredible in this match.
She has
been incredible. Yeah. That double sharpshooter, I want to see Cesaro doing that. I want to see Cesaro putting away...
Yeah, that double sharpshooter was a good spot.
Jobber tag teams.
That was a good spot.
I looked it up because I was like, has she done... And she was doing them in like 2014 kind of thing. And I want to see people tapping out to that. That's awesome.
If you can hear some noise in the back, it's me getting my biscuits on. No, all right, let's get to it now. The main event... The Undertaker versus Roman Reigns. Can we have a moment of silence, please?
All
right. Right, well, you broke it, yeah?
Hashtag thank you, Taker.
Definitely.
Man, understand everything about the retiring and that, but let's get to the real questions here now.
I'd pull one out, but I don't want to take liberties. Arrives in champagne.
Undertaker retires at WrestleMania 33. Why did he lose to Brock Lesnar?
So what you're saying is...
Why did they kill the streak then?
Because Roman Reigns doesn't deserve to break the streak.
They killed the streak then. He had another WrestleMania against Shane. Won that. And now lost.
No, you're forgetting he beat Bray as well.
No, I'm saying in between the time.
Yeah, so he lost the streak, beat Bray, beat Shane, lost the Reigns.
Pointless.
Who's the champion? Who's the champion?
No, I'm saying that's pointless.
That's no,
Brock.
Man.
They gave it to Brock, but really...
It's the right decision.
To give it to Brock.
It was the right decision to give it to Brock, right decision to give it to Reigns. Right, it's the two right decisions.
I think Brock, they just gave
Brock
it to Reigns.
At the time, there was nobody else that could beat Undertaker streak. Really, like, that would be... He didn't even satisfy fans because they love Taker so much. But when Brock beat the streak, I know you hate it. I loved it. I thought, nobody saw it coming. It's the right person to beat the streak. If anybody else beat the streak in that roster and it wasn't Brock Lesnar, I would have been pissed.
Yeah.
It had to be Brock Lesnar. He's the only badass person in that whole company.
The other thing is as well...
Now,
like, sorry, go on.
Sorry. Now, Reigns is the future.
Yeah.
Might as well build him up.
I think they should have just
let him do it. It was convincing that Reigns can beat the Taker.
I think they should have just let him win the streak.
So the thing is like, when Vince makes that decision for Brock to beat the streak, like, what we kind of now know about, like, how Taker's been approaching these matches is it's very much on a before the match or directly after the match that he's been, like, saying that he's going to retire. So Vince has got Brock as an opponent for Taker, and he's like, I don't know if this is Taker's last match.
Yeah, he doesn't.
I don't know if I'm going to, like, have him go.
That was Taker's decision,
someone,
by the way.
And it's Taker's decision.
Taker wanted Lesnar to be the
Streak. Do you know what I mean? So it's like, the only bad decision I think that's been made by anyone in this is, like, that it's probably, like, one match too many for Taker personally. Like,
I agree.
I didn't need to see that. I'm not, like, mad at Taker, do you know what I mean? But, like, yeah.
You know what it was as well? What was so sad? It was Reigns really tried, but Taker couldn't physically do anything.
It's really,
so it was, you get
ride.
What I'm saying?
That last ride, man.
Like,
because
there was a bit where it all went wrong when, because I called the match to end that Reigns would beat Taker with a tombstone.
Right,
nah, you can't. That would have been the ultimate heel turn, right?
That's disrespectful.
I loved it.
If they did that,
that's how I would have booked it.
Brilliant. Oh, my.
But there was a spot where he was supposed to reverse the tombstone.
Yeah.
And then,
but
Taker legs went out and they fell on the floor, and then Taker couldn't even get, he tried to lift his legs up to get on the tombstone position, but he couldn't do it. But Taker just had surgery as well.
In turn, then that match, because up until that point, myself, like, to the point where, like, before the match, I'm like, God, you know, Reigns needs to win here. Like, that's what I want to happen. I want Reigns to win. And obviously, you kind of want the heel turn or whatever. But, like, they, for me, like, in the first half of that match, I was, like, found myself being like, oh, no, now you want Taker to win. Oh, Reigns is going to win. And, like, they're making you want Taker to win. And then when that happened, I was like, obviously, you're taken out of it. And you're back to, like, oh, no. And then worried about, like, oh, God, is they going to start chanting, you can't wrestle at Roman just because, you know, for something that looks bad, unfortunately, that's just not his fault at all. And
this match just made me just think about all the WrestleManias that I have seen Undertaker at. So it was sad to see, man.
Yeah, it was sad. A lot of people crying in the audience when he started taking
it. It was sad because even when I saw him face Brock, it was sad to watch. Because he's too old now, man. Yeah.
Well, don't you think that should have been his last match?
Yeah.
I think so. Because even though as bad as that match was, that was better than the Reigns match.
The thing is, I think it would
have been. Do you get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It would have been his last match if he hadn't have got concussed, I reckon. That's something that a lot of people think. So, because he got concussed early on, he didn't give the send-off match. He didn't put Brock over in the way that he would have wanted. Didn't give us good match.
I never thought about that.
So that's what then made him just be like, start asking Vince for more manias. Do you know what I mean?
I didn't think about that.
I think that's
a good shout.
He would have, like,
yeah, because he got concussed earlier, but, didn't he? And he had to get rushed to the hospital, and he couldn't get up and do his all. Yeah, I didn't think about that. Mm-hmm. Well, the bit of sad end for the Undertaker's career. We've all grown up watching him. Do you all have your favorite one moment you have to choose? If someone said to you, choose your all-time best Undertaker moment ever, and you can only choose one, because we're not going to go around and talk about different roles, you have to choose one, what would it be? Ace, coming to you first.
Undertaker, Yokozuna, casket match.
What, 94, Royal Rumble?
Yeah.
When he died and came back to life.
But it was just...
Karma hit him with the urn.
It was how many times, like, just as Yokozuna shut in the lid... And Undertaker's hand just comes out, yeah, sick, hard.
And then they had a Titantron in there.
Rest in peace.
Classic.
I thought it was good.
Classic.
Really enjoyed that.
Rival.
Undertaker trying to sacrifice Stone Cold Steve Austin.
And speaking in tongue.
No, off net. And then Kane just coming through.
Oh, man.
That is my favorite moment ever.
That's classic, Rival. I'm so glad you mentioned that.
To you. That's my
Ministry
favorite.
Of Darkness, yeah?
Yeah, man, my favorite. Jeez. Those are my favorite times.
It's me, Austin! It was me! It was me!
I feel like that was the best Undertaker we've seen, like a proper dark. Yeah, man, dope.
It's a recent one. It is last night.
What?
When he took his hat off.
Wow.
And did the reveal.
Wow.
And his whole career, it's always been that stony, like that thing. You know, it's that thing. And he's always been able to keep his face, like, you know, deadpan, and his eyes doing his thing, and like whatever. And he gave, like, his face crack. He was still, you know, held the eyes, but there was that, you know, like tearful intake of breath, you know, with the tautness around the you know, that thing. And it's just the realest thing that you'll ever see in a wrestling ring. That is the realest thing. And it, like, you know, that's the celebration of his whole career.
It's
such a sad, like, low for everyone, having seen him struggle through this match and like all of this.
This kind of reminded
that sadness is motivated by such a joyous life on the road from the man from the locker room general.
It reminded me of Ric Flair and Shawn Michaels.
It did. Yeah, it's just that Reigns couldn't do the. Reigns couldn't really sell the whole I feel bad. He said, don't get up.
He's a man with no emotion, isn't
he? Yeah, don't get up. Because it's selling the fact that I don't want to do this to you, man. He just was like, you're getting up. Here you go. Here's another chair.
And I think that's what it is with Reigns that we don't like. It's not the fact that he's a good wrestler.
Yeah, he is.
But his mannerisms, it's just all so... stiff and weird, it's just weird.
He shouldn't speak.
Me personally, my favorite Undertaker moments will have to be the Boiler Room match with Mankind.
Oh, yes, man. That's
Hell in a Cell with Mankind, and Hell in a Cell with Shawn Michaels.
Yeah. Undertaker might have
obviously the legendary matches with Shawn Michaels in WrestleMania.
He might have most creative matches all time in wrestling.
Taker does
the most creative matches.
I even enjoyed Taker and Sid. You know, that was terrible, but I enjoyed it. Taker and Bret SummerSlam with Shawn Michaels as guest referee.
Yeah.
What?
I noticed no one is talking about Motorbike Undertaker.
I don't acknowledge that person. No, sorry.
I don't know who you. What you talking about?
Hey, keep rolling.
Keep rolling.
Listen, oi, boys.
I don't acknowledge that.
Right. Okay.
Yeah, I have no time for that. Listen.
Know what he was on, man.
Let's bear in mind, this came at a time for me where I wasn't watching a product week in, week out, right?
What?
Were you paying attention earlier, mate? Like, I didn't have the TV at that
Motorbike
time.
Motorbike times?
Yeah, I remember, you got in 2000.
God damn.
Anyway, but I was like, I was around, but I wasn't watching the whole thing.
Oh, yeah.
So
yeah.
I didn't get, like, oversaturated.
So you loved American Badass, basically.
I didn't love it because I was always a Kane guy. But I was like, the thing is about, like, Limp Bizkit are the only act to ever contribute more energy at WrestleMania shows or like any live WWE performance. And for that, like, it's always in. It's part of that gimmick, and it's awesome. Like, you know what I mean? Like, live music performances always suck for the but.
I want to shout out my boy Tom, who texted me this morning and said, Brock Lesnar, Randy Orton, and the Hardys are all champions in WWE in 2017. What is this, 2004? Big up my boy Tom. Josh, thank you for coming on the show, man. We need you to come back again.
Definitely, man.
You are brilliant. Where can people find you on the social?
I'm Josh Bevan on Twitter and Instagram. Josh Bevan Facebook. Just search Josh Bevan
Guys, look out for Josh Bevan, man. He's got some things stored for the future for you wrestling fans. Mm-hmm. So keep you know, watch his space. Rival, thank you for coming back on the show. Always a pleasure.
I love being there, man.
Ace.
Best days ever, man.
You doing something this week?
Are we going to do after? Might as well, isn't it?
After SmackDown. Cool. Maybe Tuesday or Friday.
Cool. You guys will get an episode on
tonight. Raw.
Raw's on tonight. We better get the hell out of here so we can catch it. Subscribe, rate. You know what it is. Kick out podcast all day.